Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, I've got something inside me to drive the princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me, illuminating my.
Scott Enstra Network.
Tuesday, but Julie had some information that I think needs to be passed along with the subject matter that we've been doing, the series on reptilian. And just like the song Taxi, if you remember that old song from the 70s, I've got something inside of me. And we've been hearing even Obama talk about the reptilian side of the brain and all this other weird talk that is a little strange to us all. And my guess is that they'll turn some coin on that by selling you medications to keep that varmint down. I know that some of the manifestations that I have seen over the years, as I've mentioned before, very possibly was just that, because if I look back at some of the deliverances that weren't always totally successful, and sometimes that happens, that maybe that was the case. That in reality, maybe it wasn't just a demon, there was something else going on here. But we do know that there is evil in the world. We do know that there is a plot, a plan to destroy mankind, and especially to go after those who are professing Christians. Now, the question is, where do you stand? I noticed again someone running for office and so forth was talking about being a man of God or something along that lines. But you notice that nobody's saying Jesus. Jesus is being left out. Jesus is being removed. Jesus is being hidden in many ways, when in reality, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is what sets us free. Jesus is what brings us out of being in bondage. Now, I've got an opportunity to actually talk to some individuals within a church this coming week. We'll see how that goes. I already know how it'll go, but I'm going to do it anyways. And it's worth a try, see if I can make some headway to the situations. One of the issues is the Kundalini spirit. Kundalini spirit, being a counterfeit of the Holy Spirit, gives the false sense to those people who have it and those around that the power of God has come upon them. Now, as I mentioned before, just a little bit ago, about Jesus being left out. See, the word God, us as Christians, we assume someone's talking about the God of the Bible, when in reality, the word God can be used in many different ways. This is why it's so important to include Jesus. Now, when it comes to the Kundalini spirit, when it comes to those things that manifest, they're manifesting because they like to act out their ugly nature, but there also may be the presence of someone who is actually filled with the Spirit, the true Holy Spirit. And in the presence of that individual, they cannot hide. Now, when the scripture talks about light and darkness, you'll get those who are religious will tell you that Christians can't have demons just for that verse. But that's not what it means. What it means is that you need to get rid of the darkness in order for the light to have you, okay, for the Holy Spirit. But we're also seeing that many people out there that are so you know, call themselves Christians, are actually completely full of demons, really bad. And this is because the church is not doing deliverance. And then we talked last night that one of the factors of not doing deliverance also allows those that are reptilians that may be posing as pastors, as elders, as, you know, worship leaders, that to keep deliverance out and to keep those people from operating in the dunamis, the power of the Holy Spirit, then they can continue to be cloaked, to be stealth. And I have to agree that that is one of the main reasons. And as Julie was pointing out about seminaries, the name, where it came from, what they're all about, everything is a lie to us. Like Obama saying that he has the right to impose, you know, things on gun confiscation to keep us from being able to buy guns, make it harder for us. No, Mr. President, you are a liar. You've been lying to us from day one. Therefore, you are a liar. And you will have your turn in the lake of fire. Some have said that you will repent, but if you're a reptilian, that's impossible. And so this is the information as to what the people that we're seeing and what we're dealing with, why we want you to understand what's really going on. Because if you've bought into how we're to stand down and to love everybody, you need to understand that these creatures, these hybrids, these offspring of the fallen angels, are not redeemable. And they are evil. They are what God would call wicked. And so, as Christians, this is who we're supposed to go up against. And by standing down, then you are in agreement with them. And you know what? That's not a place I want to be. Because I know when the time comes that I stand before the Most High God, that the time comes when Christ is there for, you know, the Bema seat, that I want to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I don't want to hear, "Away from me, I did not know you." That would be I can't even comprehend that. But I can assure you that the false doctrines that are out there have been put in place, along with many books of the Bible, I believe, have been left out of the canons or taken out of the canons, that fills in that information. That tells us where demons come from, that tells us more about reptilian. And so what Julie's going to be doing is to help piece that together. And I know this is weird, and I know it's strange for a lot of us, but, you know, demons were weird and strange to me. And now it's another day in the office. It's what I do. Everywhere I look, there they are. Everywhere I go, there they are. They're everywhere. They're in the spirit realm, the fourth dimension, the second heaven. They're in people. They're in those things that are of idols. They're in animals. They're to inflict harm, to steal, kill, and destroy. And so the reptilians, whatever you want to call these crazy things, they're part of the plan. Doesn't mean they're all in agreement with each other. I believe that there's a mixture, a hodgepodge out there that is like any government that wants to take over a territory. Just like, you know, Japan wanted to rule the world, just like China wants to rule the world, but yet other nations stand in the way. Doesn't mean they're good nations, right? Because you can have all of these that are radical, and they all want a piece of the action. And eventually, when it gets down to two nations who rule the world, then they'll fight against each other. That's just the nature. It's just the way it is. And so with the information that Julie has, this will be able to come to light a little better for all of us and the explanations. All right, Julie, I unmuted you. And so you can just jump in where you want to go, or anything, you know, that's bugging you that you need to speak up, go ahead, because tonight we're just going to do about an hour, maybe a little longer after that. So we'll just get right to the point. Okay, Julie, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things I wanted to do, Scott, if it's okay with you, is I want people to understand this is going to be from a woman who lived through from a child up, and then her daughter born and her as a child up until she was finally rescued out of this sick and twisted life. I want to read a portion of her statement because from her book, because I really want you guys to understand. And sometimes you'll tell people things and they'll say, yeah, yeah, that's really bad, and they go on. And that kind of, I guess that really kind of irritates me, because people just kind of say, oh, that's awful. And then they don't do anything. They don't say anything. They don't call their congressman. If you made so much noise at your state legislature and started making noise, that, I mean, I'm telling you, if there was tons of people standing up doing that, something would have to happen. But nobody does it. So I want you to bear in mind these reptilian jackasses that are taking over the planet. This is what they are. Okay, what you need to understand about these things, okay, is that they're not human. They don't know what humanity is. Okay, they don't understand. And by the way, let's just get the humanity thing taken care of. The word human actually is in reference to Hugh to a god, a reptilian god of the Druids, the Gnostics. Okay, that was a god that they worship called Hugh. Well, the word Q and actually means back to its original form, serpent and then man, serpent man. So the word human actually means serpent man. So if you are considered a human, then you are now considered a serpent man. Just so you know, that's where that's coming from. And when we talked about this world that we live in last night, we were talking about what they are, how they work, right? How do they actually operate? These entities operate, as I said last night, in a realm of what is called just outside visible light, the resonance. The frequency that they are resonating on, their frequency is just outside of what we can see. If you could see them, you would walk up and you would see a man standing there. You would shake his hand. You would see him, but then you would also see this other being overshadowing that person in that person standing there with them. That's what you would see. So you would clearly know that is not those. That's two people standing there together. One inside the other, okay? That's how they look. One of the things that they, in creating hybrids, the reason for interbreeding is vibrational compatibility, okay? These hybrids have an infusion of reptilian DNA that doesn't exist with us. The same reptilian DNA, the same amount, we don't have that. These hybrids do. Therefore, the resonance is sympathetic to the resonance of these entities that are operating just outside visible light. And through this resonance connection, like a two radio stations talking to each other, the possessing entity outside of the visible light can control the thoughts, the actions, the perceptions of the demigod. These were considered children of the serpent demigod. We are imprisoned in a very tiny range of visible light. So they had to create these hybrid bloodlines, like the middlemen and women, and they had actually become known in the ancient world as demigods, the children of the gods, part human, part god. And that's what these serpent gods were perceived to be. They were to be the middlemen operating invisible light through the control system. And it is quite appropriate that the caduceus, the symbol of the medical system, is the DNA defect portrayed as two snakes. That's where that comes from. okay, and far ahead of where we are in terms of genetics, to these genetic scientists, DNA is a software program, okay? They manipulated this software program for their own means. It is crucial to understand the world that we live in by understanding this. Seriously important aspect to this DNA, this hybrid DNA I'm talking about, is that it has eliminated what we call empathy, the ability to decode the emotion of empathy. Okay, empathy is the fail-safe. That is the fail-safe mechanism that controls all behavior. If I can empathize with the consequences to others of what my behavior, my actions are, that limits or balances my actions. If I have no empathy because I cannot empathize, then there's no limit. You know, millions of people, innocent civilians are dead because of bombing an enemy. Who cares? You know, 3,000 people killed World Trade Center. Who cares? That, my friends, is what we are dealing with. My mom, and then a very close person to me that was kind of like an adopted mom when I was in my early 20s or early adult life, both of them said to me at different times in my life that they said, because you wouldn't do something unethical or unjustly wrong to anyone, it doesn't mean that others won't do it. So because I didn't perceive that notion of doing anything, there were many, many lines in that I wouldn't cross in doing something to another human being because I felt it was unethical and it wasn't just. Well, if you continue to think in those terms of what you would never do, you are never going to see the truth because they don't care. They have zero emotional consequences for what they do because they're void of it. No empathy. Okay? So what you see is this interbreeding, this vibrational compatibility between these hybrids and these reptilian entities. They had to create a sympathetic system to be able to exist and resonate in this dimension, this right here. They had to be within that particular shell. I guess you could call it possession, right? The theme of possession runs throughout every culture. It's an age-old notion. Okay, I'm going to tell you that I saw a man walking, and he walked all the way through this warehouse yard. I watched him go from one side to the other, clearly walking behind him. At one point, it was about 4 feet behind him. Then it was about 2 feet, and it stayed right there. And then it stepped right into him. And as it did this, this entity put its two hands and, like, plugged in to two places on this person's back. I have seen that. That is something that I saw with my own eyes. This ethereal entity, this dark, shadowy figure, literally plugged in to the back of this person in two places. And this is where they always plug in. Always. And that's how they get in. They plug in right there, and they're in. This is an example of a reptilian or an entity that was able to walk in to another person. Now, I don't know who this person was. This was in a foreign country. Have no idea. But this is what happened. What you need to understand is that these things do not have empathy. Do you understand that? Are you hearing me? They don't care. Barack Obama is crying tears that are not real. He doesn't know what empathy is because he's not human. he can hide who he is to all of these people in the world that refuse to believe, including Christians, or so-called Christians, that read that book. If you can't read that book and look throughout history, listen, folks, I've been researching this stuff since I was in my 20s. Serpent-human blending has been right in your face all over the world, entire life. When I was researching the Hinduism and that belief system, I never saw so much blended serpent-human symbol and imagery in my life. Everything they have, the Nagas, everything is serpent-human blending. Quetzalcoatl, you know where that, the winged serpent disc, there's the disc with the wings and it's got the serpent around the disc, that's the winged serpent, Quetzalcoatl. And if you go back the word angel all the way back to its first meaning, go back and look what it means, because it goes right back to serpent. Why did that word come down through time but follow back thousands and thousands of years ago? You're looking at reptilians and serpents. Why does that happen? Did you also know the word eagle, if you go back and look, why are eagles and owls pictured as their gods? Why do they have those? Because if you take those words and go straight back to what they mean all the way back, they mean the same thing. Serpents, snakes, reptilians, this is where all these words started. And that's why you see the eagle and the owl, things like that, as representations of people's symbols on their flag, their coat of arms, their icons for their military. That's why you see that, because that's where all these words came from, and that was their original meaning. So we need to start looking back in time, and if you have never done this and you have never searched, there is a tile that is known to be dated back to 2000 BC in Asia. That is a beautiful tile work done. That piece of tile is actually on display in a museum. And this tile dates back to 2000 BC, and you tell me why there's swastikas all over it. And the yin-yang symbol. And the serpent symbol. Why is that there? You see what I'm saying? The mixing of the DNA, the swastika was never about Nazis or hating somebody and the whole German. It has nothing to do with that. He took that symbol because it has a very, very deep meaning back to before what your pastor told you is the beginning of Adam and Eve. I venture to say, and I'm going to step out on a limb, every pastor on this planet that says that is full of crap, and I'd be more than happy to tell them to their face, because I have just seen artifacts that are 70,000 plus years old, dated. So these guys that tell you that the Earth is, we've been here 6,000 years, and then the Earth's only been created for maybe a maximum of 11,000 years, you back that man up onto that wall and you tell him, you better show me some proof, buddy, because I'm sick and tired of you lying to me. If they found artifacts dated 70,000 years ago by humans or human serpent-looking creatures, you better start talking. These guys need to be taken down. Every single pastor in every church needs to get off that pulpit. They need to destroy that stage and put themselves at the back of the line, because they have been involved in a conspiracy to cover up the truth of what is going on this earth from the beginning. They are players. They are patsies. They are liars. They are absolute infiltrators. They are Catholic Jesuits infiltrated as Protestants. They are spies, KGB, whoever, CIA, NSA. These guys are spies. They are liars. They are infiltrators. They have literally taken you guys and twisted your brain and programmed it what the reptilians told the Catholic Church to do. So they did it to the Protestants. So now you have no idea what the truth is. And the Lord rebuke every single pastor on this planet. If you are upholding any of that theology that the earth is only 11,000 years old max and mankind's only 6,000 years old, then you need to be rebuked and removed because you are a liar. We have archaeological proof that you are a liar. So we need to be wise as serpents. Isn't that right? They're pretty crafty, these things. Pretty crafty. You know what? They've managed to teach people about quantum physics. But you know what the sad thing is? People don't have time to read about quantum physics, nor do they have the brain power to do so. Because they have dumbed down humanity to the point that people don't understand even basic physics anymore. I taught basic physics, basic calculus. And people don't understand what I'm saying. That's how bad it is. Not only that, but they have this whole entire society manipulating the energy field, the electromagnetic field on this planet. They are manipulating this, and they are literally putting people to sleep. It's a suppression of energy on this planet, and I suggest they're doing it with the electrical grid system that we know for a fact covers this entire planet, and they're using places like Stonehenge to do what they're doing, to manage that suppression of energy. And I venture to tell you, it's coming from the moon. This is what they're doing. They are utilizing that particular system, and they are utilizing those things to suppress the energy on this planet. The energy, electromagnetic field, and they are causing people to, it is completely putting people to sleep. It is keeping them from actually caring. Then what else do they do? It's information overload. Dancing with the Stars. Charlie Sheen has AIDS. There's a party over here this weekend. Oh, we've got to get groceries. Oh, I've got to work. Oh, you have to work? I have to work. Oh, I'm so exhausted. I don't have time to do anything. I barely have time to read my Bible. Well, yeah, I don't have it. This is what they're doing. Information overload, cracking the economy so that everybody is so damn tired they can't even read their own Bible, much less a research book, or look online. When you have folks that are saying cloning never happened, it's never happened, ever, 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 and it's not happening now. This is a problem, people. When you've got folks that don't even know that science is going on, what is the problem? The Bible talks about cloning. It talks about recreation, genetic hybrids, complete, absolute chaos. They created chaos and they've done it again. So they want you to be so busy with your life and your extracurricular activities and you fall right for it. Oh, the kids have to play soccer. Oh, they have lessons for the piano. Oh, they've got to go to... Is any of that really important when it comes down to your very life? You're so busy buying into all the crap on this planet. And that's exactly what they counted on you doing, buying into it. Meanwhile, while you're not looking, they are massacring millions of children. Kathy O'Brien was the victim of some such people. I want people to understand the scale of horror that these kids go through. Kathy O'Brien has a daughter named Kelly. Kathy O'Brien, one of the key people who was traumatized by several people, her dad as it turns out, was a Satanist himself, pedophile Satanist. She was one of the key people who was traumatized by someone called Father Bush, a notorious pedophile, torturer, and killer of children. Then there was Dick Cheney, who was brutal to Kathy O'Brien. Bill Clinton was involved in it. All these people are connected. I'm going to read you what she wrote. Father George Bush, as he was called, delighted, and probably still does, delight, in causing maximum trauma to these children. And in this passage, she describes how Father George Bush was using cattle prods on her daughter Kelly, just a little kid, to create trauma and pain. And this is what is happening to children in staggering numbers all over the world. Kelly became violently physically ill after her induction into George Bush's neighborhood. That's what he called it. And from every sexual encounter she had with him thereafter, she ran 104 to 106 temperatures, vomited, and endured immobilizing headaches for an average of 3 days, which is consistent with high voltage trauma. These were the telltale evidences, aside from the scarring burns left on her skin. Kelly forbade me to comfort her, pitifully complaining that her head hurt too bad to even move. And she didn't move for hours on end. Kelly often complained of severe kidney pain, and her rectum usually bled for a day or two after Bush sexually abused her. My own mind control victimization rendered me unable to help protect her. Seeing my child in such horrible condition drove my own wedge of insanity deeper, perpetuating until our rescue by Mark Phillips in 1988. Kelly's bleeding rectum was one of the physical indicators of George Bush's pedophile perversion. I have overheard him speak blatantly of his sexual abuse of her on many occasions. He used this and threats to her life to pull my strings and control me. The psychological ramifications of being raped by a pedophile president are mind-shattering enough, but reportedly reinforced this trauma into Kelly's mind with sophisticated NASA electronic and mind control devices. Bush also instilled in her that who you're going to call and I'll be watching you, further reinforcing her own sense of helplessness. The systematic tortures and traumas I endured as a child now seem slight in comparison to the brutal physical and psychological devastation that George Bush inflicted upon my daughter. Incidentally, the person who came and fetched Kathy from her Satanist pedophile father to go into this mind control MKUltra program was a man called Gerald Ford, who was a House of Representatives member where Kathy lived. The CIA, the NSA know everything that goes on around these people. They knew what George Bush is. It's well known among the insiders. And what did the CIA do? They named their headquarters after him in Virginia. Lawrence King, a major Republican who was exposed by a Nebraska senator for running a pedophile ring supplying children to the rich and famous politicians, and one of the persons these children mentioned coming to Nebraska to take part was George Bush, the father. Lawrence King, was taken kids out of the Boys Town program, flying them around to these sadistic parties and also using children to set their enemies up, compromising photos of these sick bastards with little kids, raping them, beating them. Some of these kids were killed during the sex act because this is how some of these perverts actually get off. My husband, I interviewed him the other day on this topic. I felt sick as he spoke. I felt anger and tears welling up inside me. Some of the things that my husband has investigated and explained to me, and I've read some of the files of interviews over the years, have literally made me want to vomit. this is what is happening to our children. Ted Heath, who's a minister of parliament, Jimmy Savile, record-breaking pedophile. Why was Jimmy Savile so connected to the royal family and prominent ministers of parliament and people? He also ran a huge child trafficking ring, which is now known since he said he was the procurer of children for the rich and famous. He was a volunteer porter at the hospital because it gave him access to the morgue because he was also a notorious necrophiliac. This was an aging disc jockey. He was given a knighthood by the Queen, a papal knighthood by Pope John Paul II. This runs all the way through it. Ratzinger had to step down because it was proven that he's completely involved in this disgusting mess. The Thatcher administration, her father was a well-known sick man who liked little girls. This entire investigation has taken me to places I never wanted to go. These inhumane, inhuman things are sucking the energy out of children. And let me explain to you, when you are in fear, when we talk about the demons of fear and how they feed off that, let me tell you just exactly how important it is for you to understand that and get rid of it. Because these things feed off of fear. What do you see in the media? Terrorists got bombed. ISIS is coming to get you. Al-Qaeda is coming to get you. And if they don't work out, we'll make it up another monster tomorrow. Saddam Hussein is going to send missiles over to the United States and blow you up. He had no such capability. Zero such capability. And they lied to you and you bought it. This is what they're doing. Fear creates food for these things. And that's why they take these children and they traumatize them, they terrorize them, they rape them, they chattel prod them, everything they can do, because they're actually sucking that child's essence and energy right out of that child. These children, a lot of times, if they even do make it, if they don't get killed and used as a sacrifice, they are literally burnt up, used up, hollow shell by the time they're a teenager, if they make it that far. They've got no energy and no essence left. This is what they do. They feed on that energy. It is food to them. And then when they kill them, it becomes physical food when they eat them and drink their blood. This is what's running our country and the countries of this world, my friends. And we have got to speak out, take a stand. And you know, you're going to be called crazy. You know, I don't care. I decided I would jump off the crazy bandwagon and on the crazier bandwagon. Because you know what? You can say it's crazy, but sometimes the truth is pretty crazy. We do know if we believe in the Bible, and if we go back and read even the history of the Chickahoory, their history goes back documented 70,000 years. And they tell their stories, and you look at their history and all the archaeology they have, and they literally have been dealing with these serpent humans all throughout their civilization. And they can date their civilization back to 70,000 years. So tell me, Mr. Theologian, you Mr. Pastor who thinks you know everything, how come the Zulu Nation can trace their history archaeology-wise back to 70,000 years ago, and you said that we've only been here maybe 6 to 11,000 or 6,000 years or so, and the Earth was created maybe it's 11,000 years old? Would you mind explaining that to these very nice people that have been going to your churches and putting your hard-earned dollars in your plate, and you go out and buy yourself a BMW and go play golf, and you're never there to actually do anything for these people in the church? Explain that to these people, because I'm coming with a whole bunch more information, and I'm putting every pastor, theologian, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're some talk show, whoever. If you're a Christian or you think you're a Christian or you say you're one, you need to listen up, because I'm fixing to rip every paradigm you've ever had in your whole entire life to pieces, throw it on the ground, set it on fire, and tell you, now, come up with a new story. Explain that to me. And everybody is coming, and I'm not going to shut up, and people are going to know the truth, and by God, the truth is going to set them free. Scott, do you have anything to say?
Well, this is what I see. As I mentioned last night, the more we look under rocks, the more critters we find underneath it. Now, of course, there are pastors who just don't understand. But as I've been teaching, that the order of pastor, the way that it's set up as a corporation, is incorrect. Now, so there's two factions here. One, are they willing to repent of that and step down and become part of the board? Prophets, teachers, evangelists, okay, that order. The other is they have to explain to us why they haven't been doing deliverance when it's so clear that this is our purpose in Matthew 28. Yeah, and, you know, all through the New Testament, period. And then they have these, you know, they lie and say, well, you know, this isn't, that was the old time. We don't do it now, or Christians can't, you know, all this other, you know, lie. It's all lies. Because, people, this is what I've done now. I'm now going in my 16th year of deliverance ministry. Okay? We cast out demons. We heal the brokenhearted. And in order to do that, we exercise our power and authority over demons. So any of the stuff that the church has been teaching is in direct conflict to what I do. It's in direct conflict to the Word of God. And because we've been dumbed down, because one man's been put on a pedestal and the corporate capstone of the corporate church, then we've all learned to believe an individual that is fallible. And we're warned not to do that. So what Julie is saying, and I've, like I say, I've been beat up pretty good. I mean, I've been thrown out of churches. I've been, you know, you name it. And in fact, it's one of the reasons I live in Idaho. I finally threw my hands up and left Phoenix. And I tried to do it again here and ran into some other issues. And I mentioned that right after that, after I was removed from a church and they denied the deliverance, and there were four people who committed suicide, three successful, one failed, in the very church, including the pastor's niece. So everything that Julie's saying and what we've been saying, we're simply trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together to give us the whole story of what's really going on here. We need to think outside the box. We don't walk away from Scripture. We simply take a step back and say, what if? Because it's what I had to do in order for me to move forward in deliverance. I mean, there's one video, and Julie's seen it, where it was one of my first deliverances, and it was a doozy. And it's an excellent training film. And an individual that was a leader over a particular Bible study in one of the largest churches, I was thinking that we were on the same page, and I allowed him to see the video, and he flipped out so bad that he said I was practicing witchcraft and I was thrown off of the intercessory prayer team. So the narrow-mindedness isn't just ignorance, it's a curse. And we see that people perish from lack of knowledge, God's people. And because we've bought into the lie, eventually we were turned over to the lie, because we were told to search scriptures daily. And now all this other doctrine has come into the church and has really made a mess of it. And now they're trying to do the one world religion under the Catholic Church, putting us back under the Babylonian system, which the churches are now. We've already talked about that. So when this happens, guess who pays the price? Children. You people need to understand that if Obama is successful in taking the firearms and the things that he wants to implement, they're coming after your children. It's going to be a smorgasbord for the reptilians. For anyone that is of the demonic nature, whether they drink blood, you know, they think they're vampires, or whether they're demon-possessed, or whether they're really reptilians, whatever the story is, they're coming after the children. And I don't care what anyone thinks anymore. There was a time I did, and I would take offense, and I would feel bad, and want to throw my hands up. But you know what? I've come to the realization that everyone's pretty stinking stupid. Because it's been, just like Julie said, it's been in front of us the whole time. And though I couldn't quite put my finger on it because I was still trying to believe in you know, that there was something in the church that had truth, the corporate church. And now that this information, it all makes sense now. Now I get it. There's some things I still need to, you know, put in its place, you know. But the thing of it is, just read the Book of Enoch. And those who are programmed, those who have been dumbed down, will freak out when you say the Book of Enoch, when in fact it was part of the canons. It was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it tells us where demons come from. Talks about the fallen angels. Puts it all in perspective, along with, you know, even Julie has found when you're really reading Revelation or you're reading some of the other parts of the canon, the New Testament, and even the Old, that it's really reptilians. I mean, when we talk about the serpent coming into the Garden of Eden, well, gee, guess what? And then we see the elders and those things around the throne of God, and the descriptions are bizarre. Well, again, you know, if discord was sown amongst the angels and Satan got at least one third to fall, I bet that's a hodgepodge of different types of creatures. When we say angels, we're just giving, you know, a general description. And again, turning it back over to Julie, they're coming after the kids. They're coming after our children. And that's why I don't care what anyone thinks anymore. It's time to take the gloves off. It's time to roll up our sleeves and start acting like the men and women of God that God intended us to be. Because when they come after the children, you know what they're going to do. And unfortunately, these demon-possessed people that Obama's bringing in, what a slime ball. Sorry. Because he knows what he's doing. And we knew who he was. He sanctioned a botched abortion to allow the infant to die. That tells you, talk about the lack of being able to have concern. Who could do that? I mean, wow. That tells you who he is. See, that's the other thing. And I've mentioned this before in my teaching, and then, Julie, I'll turn it back to you. When you meet somebody for the first time, and let's say you're single and you know, you met somebody online and you go meet them for coffee and you want to, you know, try and start a relationship, I want you people to listen to me really closely. They will tell you who they are if they're not right in their spirit. I believe that it's a gift of God for them to reveal who they are to you so you can be discerning and say, whoop, this is not the one for me. But gentlemen, you know, you got your eyes fixed in the wrong place. Ladies, you see that tall, dark, handsome devil, and the words that come out that tell you that they're rotten inside, that they've got some bad boogies in there, flies right over your head. And that's the problem with liberals. They're so demonized, so demon-possessed, that the truth flies right over their head, and they are part of the problem. So what Julie's doing is bringing us back down to earth and giving us the facts for us to reason, to have logic, our cognitive thinking being put back in order. God's a God of order, and something's wrong. Okay, Julie, I'll keep going if I don't turn it back to you. Go ahead.
No, you can keep going if you want to. I actually have seen what you're saying, that if you just give that person enough rope, just let them show you who they are, they will do it. And when you look into Obama's record as a senator, this man, he actually sponsored a bill, was all in on this bill for partial birth abortion, late-term abortion, in Illinois. This was what he was all for then. And then he comes in as this nobody who has no college record, no birth certificate, no proof of any place he's ever lived. He has more than one name. By the way, you know, he has three names that I've found so far. Not one, not two, but three that he's gone by. So maybe he is what's called a reptilian entity that walked into a clone, because they actually exist. And these things that are being kept in stasis under the ground are going to house many thousands of entities that do not have physical bodies, that are going to come up out of the pit and from wherever else are going to, those bodies are going to, that's going to be their body. That's exactly what they're going to do. And I will tell you that reptilians can actually do what's called a walk-in. And I am, you can stick with your outdated theological assumptions by these people who call themselves theologians. I'm sorry, I have no respect for any of them. Because I sat there and listened to John MacArthur, who's a Mason, who thinks he knows everything, who stands up there like he's got like an intellectual fascist when it comes to this theological discussion of the Bible and history and the earth and ecology and geography, and he knows everything. Earth is 11,000 years old at the very most. We've only been here a little over 6,000 years. And you know this how, Mr. MacArthur. Show me what you know, and I'll show you the artifacts that are 70,000 years old, that there was humans in the form of what we look like, and reptilians in those artifacts 70,000 years ago. So will you care to explain how that happened, Mr. MacArthur, Mr. Know-it-all, all of you theologians out there that think you know something? See, you guys are complicit. Whether you're doing it willingly or not, you're still responsible for what you say. You're still responsible. Let me tell you something. I got no more education and probably less than all of you put together. Okay? I don't. I didn't go to some college to be some theologian, but I darn sure know how to read a book. And I know how to read a lot of books. And I'm sorry, but when I read the book called the Holy Bible, what I see in that book isn't at all what you say is there. And this was a complete mystery to me, why I could walk into a church and not understand one thing that person was saying. Reading the same text, but I don't understand what you're saying, because that's not what's there. And now I am able to see how you have been part of the entire deception. If you don't know you're part of the deception, you're no less guilty. Because you have the same advantages that I do of knowing how to read English, and you can actually find the book, find the text, you can find the history, instead of taking everybody's word for something. And I was one of those pain-in-the-butt kids that wouldn't take anybody's word for anything when I was a kid. Always asking questions. Well, how come that is, and how come this is, and that doesn't make sense. If I wasn't that way, then I wouldn't be. I'd still be stuck as a Jehovah's Witness in some brainwashed cult. These people have lied to you about everything. They're telling you that, see, this is what they've done. And Scott, you and I talked about this earlier. The Catholic Church has now made a statement that they're going to baptize the aliens and love them, and they're going to be our brothers. Okay, now you've got these Protestant do-nothing churches and these Protestant do-nothing blog talk media Christian book-writing people. They're going, oh, pobrecito, we have to love the little demonio. No, we don't have to love demonio, okay? You're all about love. Oh, we got to have the love of Jesus for these people. Well, that's exactly where this is going, and that's exactly why they're telling you, oh, no, we never do anything violent. What do you mean violent? Maybe like fight for our lives? That's violent to you? Protecting millions of children that are food and are raped by these complete reptilian maniacs? That's violence? If we go and we completely stop these people, no matter what we have to do, because you are looking at these things, calling them human. You're calling them, you're putting them on the same level with you and I, who are not reptilians. Because now it's going to be a condition they can't help. They came here thousands and thousands of years ago, and they've been hiding because they're so scared, because they don't want you to not like them, and some of them don't have human forms they could take. And they have to take some medication, but it's not working well. And we have to love them. They're part of, you know, God created them. Can you see it now? Be still, my bleeding heart. This is exactly what they have set you up for, every one of you in these churches. We're going to love these reptilians because they look like us, don't they? Yeah, wait till the atmosphere or whatever the changes are that they were talking about happen, and they can't keep their human form. The only way they're doing it now is by sucking up all kinds of blood. And let's go love Obama while he's sucking up blood and killing kids and drinking. Yes. You know, he knows what he's doing. These people, all these elites, they know what they're doing. You see all these books written about what they're doing, and they don't say anything. They're like the tar baby, and they don't say nothing. Sit there and don't say nothing. You can talk to them all day long. They've seen all the books written about their reptilian blood-drinking, child-sacrificing, all of this rape of children. They see it. It's all on the shelves, and you notice they don't say nothing. You know why? Because it's true. Kathy O'Brien, I read one little excerpt out of her book, Transformation of America. One excerpt. Did that not make you sick? This is what these sick, sick reptilian things are doing to our children. And if you happen to be a human and you've enlisted yourself in alliance with these things, you're going down with them. So unless you want to be what they are and where they're going, you better get on to the other side. You better call out to the Most High God for forgiveness, because if you don't, where they're going, you're going. And there's no mercy for a reptile. There's no mercy for a hybrid. You can forget it. Churches, people, keep an eye on them. Because the Catholic Church has already set the stage for these reptilians to be our brothers and sisters. Because they look like us right now. Okay? Except for they're breaking down. See, you watch them, their eyes will go reptilian. They're breaking down. Just wait. Wait until the Protestant churches start jumping on the bandwagon. Heck, they've already got gay marriage in the church now. They might as well go ahead with that. And they're going to call them our brothers and sisters. And you're going to watch these reptilians be accepted. And when that happens, all bets are off. Because you know what? Once they know they have control, it's over. It's done. And if you are going to stand before Jesus Christ and do nothing, and stand there and say, well, I knew, you know, there was a lot of evidence proving that these things were there and they're out there. And then I saw it, but, you know, you said we have to love everybody. You think he's going to let that excuse, well, oh, yeah, I love demons. loved the fallen angels and their hybrid offspring. Yeah, David loved Goliath. He went out there and gave him a great big hug, didn't he? Do not listen to these milquetoast Christians and these pastors and the Catholic telling you that you are supposed to stand down and do nothing. Because you know what? Every single fiber of my being tells me that children being slaughtered every day is wrong and that we need to stand up and fight. If you can sit back and love the people killing children, you go ahead and do it. But I'm not going to sit back and do nothing and say nothing about millions of children being slaughtered for food. If that's the kind of Christian you are, God have mercy on your soul. Scott?
You know, the infection of the Kundalini spirit is so rampant in the church that we have to ask ourselves that if we belong to Jesus, how can we be so deceived? The sheep know the voice of Jesus Christ. And so these things that are taking place, other than the Kundalini, which, by the way, in itself, the demon's probably very much like the reptilian, because it wraps around the spine, part of the chakra. And again, when I cast it out, if I put my hand on the small of the person's back, they'll start to serpentine, and I raise my hand up like the finger of God casting out demons until they pretty much hack it out. But my point is that if that many people are being deceived, then just think what else is going on out there. Whenever you start looking into an habitual liar like the Clinton, it's amazing, because once you start lying like they do, then you have to lie to cover up a lie. And the fact, you know, they don't call him Slick Willie for nothing, because he can navigate, he can porpoise through his lies 10 years later and pick up where he left off. That's not even human, people. That's demonic. And so everything that we're seeing in the church, we have to ask ourselves, would Jesus say, yes, they belong to me? That's a big, hard question. Because those people who have fallen to the Kundalini, I have to question whether you belong to Christ. I'm sorry. Because how could you not know? The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. God is love. God is a God of order. And he's no respecter of man, but he will not humiliate his people. And when you see people acting drunk, when you see people doing the things that they do under the Kundalini and barking and throwing their head and looking like they're being electrocuted on the floor, how's that of God? But yet no one questioned it, and so it took off. The Toronto Blessing and the things of the Vineyard Church, which, by the way, I think is really trying to backstep out of that. And so we're going to be seeing another wave of deception and lie through this reptilian. I believe they are setting us up. And we've got more information that Julie and I have been talking about, some of those that have been presenting things to us, kind of in that realm, but they're not telling us the whole story. And so, if you bring in a little bit of truth with a lie, you can be a disinformation specialist to keep people from looking. You know, it's like the grassy knoll for President Kennedy when he was shot. Look at all the different intentional conspiracies came out, so you didn't focus on the main issue. So we have to be discerning, and that's all we're trying to do here, is so you can make your own decision, so you can go to your prayer closet. Because this is no time now we've got these people coming in by the millions into the United States because of a lizard, a reptilian, somebody we already know is a liar, and their main intent is to cause disruption within the United States, to throw out Jesus, to remove the blood, so we are defenseless, and when they take the guns, we then are going to be sitting ducks. It's going to be shooting fish in a barrel. You know, this, how can I make it any more plain than that? And I talked last night about what they did to the veterans and how they're demonizing them, putting them on all kinds of medications, and they burned them out. They made them do things that were against their, you know, who they were, and now they've got post-traumatic stress, which I've always said is the devil's playground. They know what they're doing because they know darn well that the veterans in this country is our last line of defense when it comes to an invasion of a foreign entity in the physical. So we just need to be ready. We need to be emotionally, spiritually, physically ready. And that's what, and again, by knowing the truth, by understanding what's truly happening, then we can pray against it. That's the other thing. The churches won't tell you, just like the one local here, I couldn't believe it, just before elections, I mentioned about having the doors open so people could come into the altar and pray before the elections. And I was chastised for that. How stupid that was. I couldn't believe it. Anyways, Julie, you want to finish up with something and then we'll just call it a night? So you got something to close out?
I will say I'm going to be bringing some other information. There are a few people that are still asking for a little bit more information on how they kind of beam in and out. So I'm going to explain that from two different angles because scientifically I'll explain it, and then also kind of more what would be an ethereal thing, like the black shadow man walking into that man's back and then just kind of, you know, standing inside of him. That's basically what this entity did. So I'll explain that further again. And
we were talking about copper today, and there seems to be something throughout Scripture about copper. You were saying how their blood is copper instead of, you know, where we have iron, they have copper. There seems to be something tied to that, and through electromagnetics, through those things. Remember, people, this isn't magic. This is the ability to take the physical that we know and alter it, to control it, just like what CERN's trying to do right now. But they've got an idea how that all comes together.
And they know. He did too. He walked right through a wall. You know. So evidently what they're doing isn't anything. It's hardcore science. It's just science that we haven't yet seen.
Okay. All right. Let's just wrap it up then. You know, we see just real quickly, supposedly, you know, our ships are being held and some sailors are being held, and man, everything out there is staged to bring us into World War III. You know, Albert Pike, you know, wrote about World War I, World War II, the Civil War. I talked about that the other night. Chaos. And this always brings death. And us in the United States, on our soil, have not seen that type of devastation for over 100 and something years. You know, we've seen riots, we've seen this and that, but not on the scale of a full-fledged war. And remember, that was, you know, back in the old times, there was, people had farms, they had food, they grew food. We don't have that anymore. So this is going to be a very trying time. And we're so dependent on electricity, too. Just absolutely amazing. All right, Julie. Well, if you don't have anything else, then we'll just call tonight, and we'll pick it up tomorrow night, 5 o'clock Pacific time. We'll do a full 2 hours and pick up where Julie left off. Okay, Julie?
Uh-huh. Bye, Oakland Deals.
Okay. God bless and good night.